Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek episode number 41. I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Orvis.
Matt Fowler.
And we will be discussing tech news for the week in review, tech news and whatever else we want, maybe even a special section at the end of movie-related things. Who knows?
If we let them.
If we decide to let them talk.
I think that was kind of the point in me being here this week.
That's what you think.
It's a trap.
Crap.
It's the week of March 1st. Today is March 1st. Yesterday probably should have been March 1st, but, you know, the planet doesn't spin at an exact 365 days.
So. It was leap day.
We had a free day.
It should be a holiday.
I know. We should have, had it off work.
Seriously.
It's like, this day doesn't exist. Deal with it.
But it does exist. But it doesn't exist.
But it did.
But it did.
Anyway.
We'll see you next year, leap day.
No, we won't.
Oh, we won't.
Not for
good one, Randy.
4 more years. So anyway, if you're listening live, you know that it's Thursday, and approximately 8. Not, we're a little out late as usual, but so what we aim for 8 p.m. on Thursday evenings.
8 p.m.
Otherwise, you can always find us at our website or on iTunes. Just search Bleed Geek or Google Bleed Geek. Or do whatever
you
want.
Do what you gotta do.
Do whatever you want.
Do what you gotta do.
But yeah. So.
Should we kick it?
Do you want to just hit right into it then? Is that what you're saying to me?
I'm trying to think. Do I have anything? I don't have anything.
He doesn't have anything.
Got nothing.
He's got nothing.
Yeah, lame ass show tonight then.
Well, no, not nothing not at all. He means like pre-talk.
Pre-talk. I got nothing.
Pre-news banter.
Yeah, it's a lame-ass show because we got somebody named Fowler on here.
Ooh.
I figured I would raise it up.
Oh. Oh, maybe. It could, actually.
Do you want to... You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Do you want me to start? Apple? You want to just do all the Apple stuff and get it out of the way for you?
Yeah. Yuck.
All right, we'll go over the little ones first. Apple acquired Chomp, which is...
I'm pretty sure that happened before last week, though.
No, it happened like Friday morning. Thursday night, Friday morning.
All right. I'll let it slide.
It was Friday. I know it was right after the show.
Do you think... Okay.
Continue. Do I think what?
Continue.
Do I think anyone cares? Is that what you're going to ask me? Do I think anyone knows what Chomp is? Is that the next question? Chomp is... they're going to help Apple. The thought is in the tech world that they're going to help Apple develop a better search for apps because the current method is horseshit. What? I feel like you're freaking out right now.
Banned for 40 minutes.
Excessive clones.
Yeah. Thanks, Mike.
That happened a while ago, though. So, if you're listening live and our chat's down, apparently that's my fault.
No, we're not in chat. Everybody else is in chat.
Well, how did you... Oh, because I... Oh.
Because you have been rejoining, and so it thinks that it's, like, bots or something.
That's funny.
And so it has banned my IP address for 40 minutes.
So if you're listening and you're in chat, we will not be joining you or seeing anything you're saying.
I'll get on there, but I'm not going to
tell Mike. Randy's sneaking on. That's fine. I don't even have it opened.
It's a trap.
We're a little off topic.
Because so I got banned.
Because I got banned. So Chomp, anyway, going to help the App Store curate its apps and search better and help you find apps. So that's all there really is about that. We'll see what they really do with them. iCloud has been and MobileMe have been down in Germany due to a Motorola, but actually I think that got lifted today.
Yes, I heard that it was being lifted. I didn't hear the results.
Because there was today Apple won their countersuit. There's because Motorola had sued them in Germany. As we've covered extensively, there are numerous patent wars going on everywhere in a lot of countries between Apple and Motorola, between Samsung and Apple, between everyone and everyone and everyone, Google and Microsoft and everyone. And then the bigger news of the week in some people's eyes more than others is that, was it Tuesday morning? The iPad invitations for the event finally went out, and it was verified that it will be held on March 7th in San Francisco, 10 p.m. Eastern, so noon Central if you are in our time zone.
And people are freaking out about the picture included.
Because there was no home button on it. Is that the reason you think? There's a really funny graph I should show you.
And it's like, and then how much people were breaking it down. They're like, oh, but the spacing is a bit off with the app icon. So it's more than likely landscape mode.
Yeah, because they were trying to figure out if it could be in landscape or in portrait.
But look at those water droplets on the background. I'm just like, gosh, you guys are idiots.
It's funny, though. Oh, that's why I got to show you a funny chart.
Funny chart.
After the show. But yeah, March 7th, it's pretty much all but been confirmed. There will be a Retina display. It's essentially doubling the resolution.
Correct. I think it's more than double even. But
and then they're not sure if it's going to be because there's been an A5X processor seen and an A6, so they don't know if this will have the a spec bump just a little bit in the processor and still stay dual core, or if it'll jump to a quad core. Whether or not it'll have LTE is still up in the air, although it would make sense. Other than that, I mean, there's tons of rumors still floating around, and today they started floating around about both a smaller iPad again, and that they will keep the iPad 2s, and this will be like an iPad HD, and they'll sell the iPad 2s at a slightly lower rate, or sell an 8-gig one for less. But that'll be next Wednesday, so since our show is on a Thursday, we will have all the details next week, and I'm sure we'll put something on our website about it.
True story.
But I think that is really, that's really all the Apple news, I think, right?
Yeah, I have nothing on it.
So yeah. Do you want to go into some of the stuff from Mobile World Congress, or do you want to talk about something else?
Oh, I guess I will go along with Apple quick. And there's actually an online website called skybet.com, and the bets closed today, but they had odds put up for like different specs on the iPad 3, you know, like whether will it have a Retina display, will it launch with a Samsung made AMOLED screen on it, you know, LTE version, will it have NFC, will there be a 128 gig version, that kind of stuff.
It would be pretty big.
It would make sense, right?
It would, especially if it's replacing computers.
Will it have a Thunderbolt port?
Oh, yeah, because supposedly they're replacing the 30. I didn't mention either, but I'm sure it'll have better cameras because they got a lot of flack for the other ones.
Yeah, and then the last one, will it have a SD slot? And then it had all the odds, and you can put legit money down on this stuff, and then you'll be paid next week.
That's funny. We should have made some bets. What would you have bet on? I bet the odds weren't very good for like the Retina display.
No, they had set. I forget what they were. They weren't.
They had to have been small because 1-to-1 maybe.
If I was to put money on one of them, I would have done it on the Thunderbolt port.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
See, I don't know. I go back and forth with it. But I mean, it'd be a good one to put like $20 on.
It would. I'm not gonna bet you $20.
Why not?
Because I'm not that confident now that I'm thinking about it even more. I think it'll be on the next one, but I don't know how thick the port is. That's my reason. I guess I haven't. Because I feel like it's too thick.
Will it fit in the case?
Right. Like right. I don't think they'll give up thinness for utility necessarily. Maybe a little.
See,
One. I would have to see how big the Thunderbolt. I could probably look it up. I wonder how big the Thunderbolt port actually would have to be, because it's a huge like the amount of data. But they sell the Thunderbolt cables for $50, so it's not like they're gonna send one out with every.
Right.
But you
not
think it'll just
have
a port?
Well, yep. We'll just have a port.
Well, if they're free, but as if that's the only way to connect it.
They have to, if they want the iPad to be a PC competitor, there has to be some expandability to
right.
it.
I think the SD slot would be more reasonable at this point than the But they sell their little adapter
it's a good
thing.
Like I said, it's a good one to think about, because I mean, I go back and forth. That's the one that I would put my bet on, I think. That,
but at the same time, what do you really need it for? Unless you're going to hook it to a bigger display.
External storage.
But I don't think they're really, like, they've never, there's never been external storage. I mean, yeah, maybe, but.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be on this model. I think if they
NFC?
Did it, I don't think that will either.
I don't think they'd put NFC on it. That'd be retarded.
I think they'd put it on the phone before they put it on.
I'm gonna go scan.
Yeah.
Whoop.
NFC will come on the phone before it comes on the iPad.
So,
but I think LTE would make sense on the iPad first because they can have a bigger battery because LTE will eat battery faster. That way they can work on getting the proper battery for the iPhone.
Roger.
To put yeah, we were done with that though.
It's true. That's all I got for it.
Okay.
No.
Mobile World Congress has been going on this week in Barcelona. If anyone cares, basically it's a ton of phones. HTC has, we talked earlier that they were going to come down with more of one line instead of 50 phones every week. So they're going with the One series. They're launching three phones, the One X, the One S, the One V. Which I think is just as confusing as having names that have no rhyme or reason because nobody's going to remember random letters.
Maybe this is just the start to them.
But like, there's like, it's not like they're even in order or anything. You know what I mean? Like,
why aren't they in order?
S, X, and V?
But they're all different phones.
Right. But I mean,
they're number one. The iPhone.
No.
One.
Yeah, but then there's
iPhone 2, the iPhone 3, the iPhone 3S. So maybe there'll be a...
No, but it's the HTC One X, and then it's the HTC One S.
Yeah, but those would
HTC be... HTC One V, three different phones.
Right.
But you'd think
that... But those are like, maybe those are what they're going to build their lines off of, I'm saying.
Oh.
So there'll be like
a two three different V... lines.
Yeah.
Okay. I get what you're saying now.
You get what I'm putting down?
Yeah. But more or less, they were HTC phones, and none of them had 4.0 on them. They're still running 3.2 with, you know, 4.0 coming later this year.
Yep.
Whatever.
It's sad.
Yeah. But they did preview, is it HTC that does Sense, right?
Yes.
They did Sense 4, which was whatever, I guess.
Yeah. I read an article.
Why they need to put a skin over it?
No, that's, I read an article that was talking about them, skinning it and stuff, and they're like, really?
Why do you need it at this point, right? Yeah.
So,
but that's HTC for you. Samsung came out and said, well, we aren't doing that well in the tablet market. Really? Didn't see that coming.
I think that's a common theme, though, for everybody. Like, I don't think anybody is going to be coming out.
But Samsung, I think, Samsung and Motorola, are the two prominent makers besides.
Do you compare the Fire in the same category as the iPad?
Me, no.
See, okay, so I don't either. Like, to me, it's like the Galaxy Tab and the iPad are like, that's their
and the
their
Motorola Zoom
and the Zoom, that's their category, you know. So I mean, you for how much the iPad has already been out, like, that it's not an easy competition by any means,
right? I mean, and there's yeah,
but I did, I mean, like, I just took a call. I was talking to one of our field reps a couple days ago, helping him out with something. And I needed him to be on a computer to do something. He's like, oh, I don't have my computer. I was like, well, it'd be easier if you just call me back when you get on your computer. He's like, oh, but I have my tablet here. And I was like, oh, you know, I'm like, so I just started talking to him, just assuming instantly iPad, you know, because that's, and he's like, oh, no, I've got this Samsung Galaxy 10.1. And I was like, oh, you know, so I was asking him questions. I'm like, well, what made you buy that versus an iPad? And he, you know, he want something different. And he thought the UI in it was a lot more intuitive to him. And I was like, it was interesting talking to somebody who...
I could see that making sense, especially if he had an Android phone. Like, that would make it intuitive because it's the same.
It's what you're used to.
Right.
Yep. So I thought that was interesting. And then, I was telling him about, like, the ice cream upgrade that should be coming sometime soon for him. And then, because he was talking about browsers, and I was like, oh yeah, you know, because he's been using Firefox. He's been using Firefox and Opera, because Opera works really good with Android. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, wait till you get Ice Cream Sandwich, because I've heard nothing but great things about the Chrome browser app for Ice Cream. So,
which you'd think they would have had on from the beginning, but
yeah,
but they're Google and they do what they want.
It's true. It's what happens when you're billions.
Yeah. But they did announce the Tab 2 10.1 and then a 10.1 version of the Note, which seems like Samsung at this point has a screen for every size you could ever want, like for all the way from 10 down to like 2.5 or something. I don't know. Like, it just seems crazy. Like,
they do. They're
just going to throw things until something works.
Well, that's how it feels. They're kind of like the, you know, like when Google's trying their apps out and stuff. You know, it's like, oh, let's see, we've got this project. We want to have color-changing paint. No, it's not going to catch on. All right. We'll just kill that, and let's make something else. Let's do, you know, heated roads. Heated roads, does catch on? Oh, nice. Yeah, we'll stick with this for a little bit, see where it goes. And that's kind of what I feel like Motorola is doing. They're just like...
Samsung.
It's like, oh, we've got money to play around with. People trust... I mean, it's a name brand that everybody trusts, so...
It's true.
Sorry.
No. They also launched the Galaxy Beam, which is interesting.
I didn't catch
it. It has a projector built in.
I did hear about it. Because in the phone?
Yep.
Yeah. Because it was like, who is really going to use this?
Right.
And I would agree. It's like...
It's funny because I think it's been like shown at CES. I think someone said for like the last 2 years they've been showing it, but it's never been released. But it's funny because the Beam is only running Gingerbread.
I know what that's like.
But that's because you have Gingerbread. Is that what you have? Yep. But they're releasing a brand new phone with Gingerbread.
Yeah.
Not a phone that you've owned for 2 years.
Right.
And are stuck now upon Gingerbread.
Yeah, it has been 2 years. That's kind of ridiculous.
But they're releasing a new phone, like what, 3 versions back? Well, about to be 3 versions.
That's crazy.
Like, what are you even doing that for? Especially when you already have other devices that you make running better software.
I mean, yeah, I don't get it. I don't know. I don't get it, honestly. Unless...
The Galaxy Beam.
I mean, part of it has to be that Google's just not allowing the makers of the hardware to work with them, you know? So a phone can come out right away.
From what I understood... It's like they work and work and they make Ice Cream Sandwich, and then when they released it, they released the software, they open sourced it, but it's like we made it for this phone, so you have to refit it to your stuff.
Gotcha. So it's a time game then,
really. So then it's like everyone's running to catch up.
Yep.
But the thing is, they obviously have phones running Honeycomb, right? Samsung has to. Why wouldn't they put Honeycomb on?
Like, right. Why wouldn't they have an update? Yeah.
At least the
most current that they have capable.
Right. That's like, I understand maybe not putting Ice Cream Sandwich on it yet.
Right.
But having Gingerbread.
Yeah. Silly Samsung.
Yeah. And then Google did, Eric Schmidt did a keynote, you know, he's saying they're going to double down on tablets. He said a lot of other things. Not really important things. I don't know. He talked a lot just about integrating devices with kind of like what we've talked about before.
Like the home.
The home and just getting Android everywhere, and he wants it in everybody's pocket. And
There's some huge market for it in the home.
No, I agree.
I hope they catch on. I hope that's where they focus. I mean, I like their phones are awesome. I like their phones, but I would really like to see them like in my microwave, on my washer, you know? Like I can,
they have
my coffee
they had,
maker.
At CES, they had the wash machine that, you know, or the dryer that would text you when it was done or whatever.
Like, think about like,
or why,
like if you could program your Google, like you could have your TV turn on, have like a, like your heat lamp and like your bathroom turn on in the morning, you know, it's all Android like, run.
Well, couldn't you, I mean.
Like have your house running on Android. Like,
well, there's enough I mean. There's a ton of automation stuff, I think. I just don't think there's any thing that's running it all yet. Well, and I think Android could yep, be. That's what
you that's what mean, I mean. Right? Like something to integrate it all. You know, like I set my. You don't know where to stop.
I know.
But it's like, yeah, one thing where it's like, oh, I need to set my coffee maker to go off at 6:40, the shower to kick on at 6:35.
Maybe you're at work. Your boss walks up to you and asks you to come in early tomorrow. You're like, okay, so I got to get up and you just program your coffee maker right then so you don't forget to do it when you get home.
Or it's like a set schedule where it's like everything is kind of like intervals and you're like, okay, I need to be in 15 minutes early, so have everything go off 15 minutes earlier.
Set your day to start 15 minutes yeah, early.
How awesome would that be?
That would be sweet.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
It would be.
It'd be like, kind of reminds me of like on Back to the Future.
When everything, when it's breakfast. Yeah. But he wasn't there.
I know. But you wouldn't have to be there for your shower to go off.
Well, I mean, but just, the movie. Never mind.
Anyways.
And then, I don't remember which Google executive it was that was also talking, but he was saying that Motorola is staying separate from them, although they have let go of the CEO and they're putting in someone new. Have they already let him go? And
they have not let him go.
But they are going to.
Yeah, that was one of the
things. And they're saying they have a firewall built up basically between the Google team and the Motorola team, like they're staying separate.
Yep.
Trying to kind of reiterate the fact that they're not going to become Apple, essentially.
It saddens me.
Because you want them to.
I want them to. I want to see.
It's funny. We'll talk about it more when we get to the Windows stuff. But
I've said it before. I would love to see Android become. I mean, like they've done what they need to do to get into the market, and I'd like to see them, you know, continue to publish their operating systems open source when they do, and let makers do what they want with it, but let them just focus on, you know, we are building the Samsung Galaxy Nexus, and that's what they focus on.
Except for it'd be the Motorola Nexus.
Right, which is complete. Like, Motorola hardware, that's all the phones I had up until. No, that's all I've had. I had to think. That's all I've had.
Maybe you just don't know that there's a lot better.
No,
I'm just kidding. It was just a joke.
I had a Nokia. My Nokia was awesome, actually. Nokia. It still works. Green screen. The thing's a tank.
I had one of those too, blue screen though. Maybe yours was blue too and you didn't know it. And in the meeting area for Google, they had, you know, their private meeting area, they had a big bowl of jelly beans.
What letter comes after I?
J.
Yep. Ice cream on the jelly bean.
So, more or less confirming that, even though when asked point blank, they had no comment.
They've already talked about it, though.
I think it's just been rumored.
No, they've talked about it.
I don't know. You find it.
Do you want me to find it?
Not right now.
Okay.
Do you have any other things you'd like to say about Mobile World Congress?
How about Google?
Okay, what else do you want to say about Google?
That
their new licensing went into effect today?
Yes. Privacy policies.
Privacy policy.
Yep. Those started off today. I posted the Geek Report on Monday, telling you how to clear your history on, telling you how to clear your history on YouTube. It's, I don't know. A lot of people are making a big deal out of it. To me, I don't see the huge deal really. It's partially they're using like your search results on their products to gear ads more specific to you.
Right.
And it's I'm fine with that. If I'm searching for four-wheelers, I don't care if I see four-wheeler ads. That might help me, actually.
Well, yeah, it's just making the recommendations even better than they already were separately. Now they're taking it all, mashing it even further together. So maybe you've only looked at four-wheeler videos on YouTube, but now you'll get those ads also like in Google+, where maybe you haven't talked that much about four-wheelers or anything.
So, I don't know. So I think people feel like, I mean, it's a bit intrusive, but really.
They already have it all anyway.
That's what I was going to say. They've had this data and they've just never fully utilized it yet, you know? So, I mean, they got to keep up too. They're keeping up with the Joneses. They got to make their money.
It's true.
So, that was one thing I had. speaking of Android, there's a new app that's going to be coming to Android, uTorrent. Don't know if you've heard of it before. If you're familiar with torrents, one of the most popular torrenting programs, uTorrent, is going to be available. Well, it's only rumored, but I heard it's supposed to come out within the next month.
I thought I saw a rumor saying it was going to come to iOS too, but I think maybe then it changed to Android.
But
I could have made that up. Who knows?
Yeah. The one line that it says is the Android platform was supposedly picked over iOS just because it's more open, which would, I mean, sort of make sense.
It does.
So I thought that was kind of cool.
uTorrent 3.1 alpha now integrates with Android, iOS, PS3, and Xbox. Apple approves first BitTorrent iPhone app. That's just a BitTorrent app. Maybe it wasn't uTorrent. Maybe that's the one. Maybe there was a separate one.
Firewall. I can wait with that one. And then Google. I don't think it was last year. Might have been the year before. They had hosted a hacker conference saying, you know, the first team to hack into Chrome will get $100,000. And
are they up in the ante?
No. Well, so the team hacked it, but it was like subliminal message that if you hacked it, that you were supposed to provide the how you did it because they want to
fix it.
They
want to
fix it. Well, they didn't explicitly say it, so the hacker team never
got paid.
They got paid. They never released how they did it. So they got their money, and then Google decided to no longer host the event. They are providing prizes to it.
I thought it was just announced they were going to do it again for like up to $1 million.
They're not hosting the event. They are providing just the prizes for it.
Oh.
So they have offered grand prize is $60,000 for the group that... $60,000 is the max, depending on what type of hack you use. But yeah, in the last 2 years, nobody has been able to, since the previous one that I just talked about, been able to crack into it, which is pretty impressive. I mean, for such an open web browser like that. So,
well, it's essentially an operating system, really.
True. Chromebook. So I thought that was cool. It said that they're the only browser that in the contest's 6-year history has not been exploited.
That's crazy.
That's way crazy. So.
Go Chrome, I guess?
Go Chrome. So, yeah, that's what I got on Google/Android for now.
Well, this is also Google related, I guess. Foursquare announced at Mobile World Congress, I guess it kind of fits with both. So announced yesterday that they are leaving Google Maps for OpenStreetMap because of the cost. I guess a lot of smaller startups have been going away from Google Maps because they started charging for it.
$50,000 or some hits like that.
Yeah, but Foursquare is pretty big, so you'd think. Right. And how often is it being used? They're going to OpenStreetMaps, which I believe is the Bing. Is it Bing powered or do you know? Mm-mm. No, it's just itself.
I'm not sure.
Oh, I thought someone.
I do not know.
I thought I saw that it was owned by Bing, but that may or may not be true. Facebook is making all brands use timelines, which we were talking about earlier, because obviously we're going to have to get one for our Bleed Geek page. Which, you know, if you happen to be on Facebook and you haven't already, go ahead and click the like button. Before you know it, you'll be seeing our page turn into a timeline because by March 30th, we have to.
That's cool.
But it's fine because I do like the layout better. It'll be interesting. I think I saw a thing about Barack Obama changing his today, and it says Made in America at the bottom. It's funny because, you know, there was a controversy. You get it? That he wasn't born here?
Good one. Yeah, and I'm sure people will be freaking out, just like when Timeline was first introduced, and All of a sudden Facebook people's worlds were melting.
Matt thought he had his in preview mode, and it turns out it wasn't, because they forced him into it, and he just didn't know it.
It's all right. It was cool just going back and, like, real easily going
looking through
to like when I started and like, oh,
see that's
instead
just,
of like, having to scroll down and hit
more
for like
load more
20
messages
minutes
or something like that, and it's like, ugh,
more posts maybe.
I don't know.
It was nice and simplified. I could just, you know, find things really easily.
Quick scan down to 2008 or something. See what was happening in the world.
It was funny looking to see when I started. Yeah. Because I think mine was 2008.
That was the year I did it, too.
I can look.
Facebook also had their marketing meeting, market strategy meeting, something meeting yesterday. And they are going to start putting ads, basically like how Twitter puts ads in the stream. In your news feed now, but they're calling them stories, not ads. They're stories because Facebook is about telling stories, apparently. And they're also going to be putting ads on the logout screen because they said something like 37 million people log out a day, so that's pretty a pretty marketable area. And then it also said, what was the stat I sent you? 16% of your friends only see your statuses?
Correct.
Approximately. I thought that was an interesting number.
Sorry, I lied. I made up my stat of being there from the beginning. I got there.
Right in 2009?
2007.
Oh.
October 22nd.
It's nearly 2008, right?
And it was, I didn't want to leave MySpace.
Right.
But everybody else had left MySpace for Facebook. I was one of the last.
I don't know what my biggest problem with MySpace was.
You didn't like the flashy crap.
Exactly.
Because that's what I didn't like.
It sucked.
It did.
Like, all just mellow it themes out. Like, it just got so out of control so fast. Like, once they started allowing, because you could just change it in the HTML. Is that how it was working?
Correct.
But there was obviously plenty of apps that did it for you, because it's not like that many people know how to change their HTML code. Right?
But there was plenty of free
apps to do it.
Themes, and that's where all the crap came in.
It's no good.
I never touched MySpace.
Don't lie. You're too busy shooting people in New York or what?
Of course.
All right.
You never joined MySpace?
No.
You better go sign up.
No, I still got to do Twitter.
MySpace.com.
Oh, we should really do that
I
after
remember.
This.
Let's see. I'm going to try logging in. See what's going on in there.
I log in every now and then. Check it out.
Like, see, I would go happening on there to like
music
bands and stuff that I liked, go to their MySpace pages.
They're trying to reamp it toward music now, I think, is what their strategy is going forward.
Well, which it makes sense with what's his face,
Justin Timberlake.
Justin investing in it because he's
Justin. They're on first name basis.
Him
and Randy hang out.
That's what we do.
Do you want to talk about Windows? Do you have anything else before we get into Windows? So, well, I don't even know, but
I haven't checked out the preview or the.
I was watching. So,
yet.
Windows 8 customer pre. What's it called? Customer preview.
Consumer
preview.
Consumer. Start with a C.
It's consumer.
I knew it started with a C.
No, me too. I thought it was customer first too, but I could have said anything. You would have said, "Yeah, that's right." the consumer preview was launched yesterday on Leap Day. In a day that didn't exist. They had 1 million downloads in that in the first day. Did you see that? 1 million people downloaded it.
It's pretty that's the same as with the developer version also.
It was 1 million?
It was 1 million.
A lot of people want it. I've heard nothing actually but pretty good things. There's actually a really good write-up on Gizmodo today. Maybe we'll throw that into Facebook or something.
Can do that.
Do you know which one I'm talking about?
Yes.
The Don't Ruin Windows 8 one?
Yep.
By Matt. Was it by Matt? Yeah. Matt Honan.
I didn't see.
But it's been nothing but good things have shown up about it so far. The Metro styles worked pretty well, and it's translated pretty decently onto tablets. It's the start button is gone, so don't be too shocked when you finally do get Windows 8 and you don't know where to go to start your programs. It's a little slide from the side now instead. But overall, I think the App Store went live yesterday, or the Windows Store, they're calling it, which makes sense. And it looked pretty straightforward. I mean, everything looked to be running pretty smooth. There was some new backgrounds. People were pretty excited about that, which I thought was kind of crazy. But
were they live?
They were a beta fish. Get it? Because it's in beta. That's... Well, it's technically not in beta anymore, is it?
No, it's beta still.
Still?
Yep. Because it's beta until the release client comes out.
Which I still don't think they've actually given a straightforward date on.
No. But it's funny, because that's what they did with Windows 7. I wonder if it's the same for the beta.
The same timing?
The background for Win 7 beta was a beta fish.
Well, that's funny, except for, I bet that was like a better picture, because this one's like very boxy and pixely, like kind of like with the Metro UI design. 8-bitty? Not necessarily 8-bitty, but square. There's 8 beta. Kind of like, I don't know, Google it.
I'm looking it up.
Or Bing it, I suppose, would be a more appropriate term.
That probably would
be better. Go ahead and Bing it. Matt uses Bing all the time, little did you know.
Oh, nice.
But overall, yeah, there's plenty of stuff on it if you look for it. I haven't been able to play with it. I watched a little video of it, but it looked a lot like Windows. When the start bar is activated, it's like a full screen going up. That's not the one I saw. Is that from Windows 7?
No, this is from 8, it said.
No, because it didn't look real at all. It was like a drawing almost, the one I saw. But
this is what it just...
Anyway, that's neither here nor there. But yeah, I mean, a lot of people are really excited for Windows 8. And it's funny because I've went back and where I left off of the Steve Jobs biography. So I've been reading that at work lately. Not working. But it's funny because I'm at the part where, you know, their first conflict with Microsoft takes place. Yeah, that's the one. Their first conflict where Microsoft is making their system at the same time because they were buddy-buddy, you know, they were using... It's funny to me to think that Microsoft always builds such great software, and it's still the case. But the thing that makes Apple... different is their software might not be as great as Windows, but just the combination of them building, and just like we were talking about earlier with you want Motorola and Google to do, the fact that they build the hardware and the software to work together so seamlessly is what makes Apple products so good. And that's also, I thought it was funny with the article from Gizmodo today was basically saying, please don't...
That's sevens.
Well, see, that's funny. It's almost identical, but just different design.
Boxy.
Yeah. But it's just saying, you know, hopefully the OEMs don't make Windows suck. Because they install all their bloatware, and you know, that's they get paid to put that stuff on it, so they say they do that to make the prices lower.
Yep.
To sell you a cheaper machine is by putting tons of programs that you're never going to use on it. But I don't know. I honestly would like to play with it. I haven't got that far yet. It's a free download, right?
Correct.
And I've heard good things about it on the tablet, too. So, but again, we'll see what manufacturers... I saw someone suggest that they do a Nexus program with their tablets is what they should do to make them... Like, I think if there was something strong to push it out to have to fight with, I think that would make them really good, but... We'll see what happens. I mean, we don't even know when it'll launch. When do you think it'll launch, Randy? The end of this year? Before the holiday?
I think, yeah. If
October-ish?
I was trying to think about like when the beta came out to the release client to the full version of 7, and I think it was within like 6 months that everything, like it went from beta to release to that.
I'm going to guess October.
I'm guessing we'll see a release client here within 2 months.
Unless...
That's my guess.
maybe late August, maybe before school season?
No.
You don't think they give a shit?
No. Okay. No, I don't think it'll happen.
October.
Because they aren't going to want to price cut it. I think you'll see...
7 computers going
through.
You'll see
Windows 7 being dropped in price for the school season, and then 8 coming out before holidays.
Makes sense.
So... That's my guess.
I'm going to stick with October for Windows 8.
For a full version?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you have any other technology news you'd like to discuss, Randy?
I read that you spend 120 times longer on Facebook than Google Plus.
Oh, I thought you meant you were going to tell me something I do specifically. Nope. When you started to talk.
I know.
How are you tracking? yeah, because what they say it was 3.5 minutes a month on Google Plus to
about 3 minutes,
7 hours on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
A month, which I guess in a month, 7 hours doesn't seem like that much, but 3.5 minutes in a month.
I don't buy it.
I mean, that's like, I was going to say 10 seconds a day, but there's not 100 seconds in a minute. That doesn't make sense. But
yeah,
but no. It's not a lot. You have a Google Plus?
No. I do not.
I know you didn't. You don't have anything.
I got an invite from Randy this week.
Is this like the time I berated you to get a Gmail?
Yes, but I didn't because I knew my work was
switching
to it.
You sort of did, though.
Yeah. So now I have Gmail, but it doesn't have a Gmail ending.
Right, which is good enough for me.
Yeah.
I feel like I've accomplished my goal.
And I accomplished mine because I stayed lazy and didn't bother doing anything, and then work did it for me.
But if they wouldn't have, I would have still be berating you into it. Just so you know.
And eventually I probably would have given in and just been like, screw this
shit. The time you're going to get a Twitter right after our show tonight.
Fowler FF. Follow him.
Yeah, but it's interesting. It makes sense, though. I think people spend a splash.
Well, I know all
there's a lot more people.
I know all of my friends follow. Why don't they include MySpace with that stat? Good one.
Because it's zero.
Oh, no, not for me. I've been on there now for like 10 minutes.
Get out of here.
Mike, you've got the Foo Fighters playing on your page.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense. Do you have anything else you'd like to say before we let someone else talk, maybe?
No, let's let them talk.
All right. So as we talked about last week, we have launched another site. Child site is, I think, the correct term for it, but call it what you will, really. Our sister site. Not sister. It's our...
I guess child makes sense.
It's technically a child site.
I know.
But birthed from Bleed Geek.
But we are...
Through the... Never mind. I won't even go there.
But we have launched bleedgeek.com/movies, which is for movie news, reviews, trailers, whatever we want having to do with cinema, essentially. And Matt is kind of taking the reins. Is not kind of. He really is taking the reins of that site. And so once a month, at the beginning of the month, probably, if we keep on with that theme.
That's kind of what we've talked about.
Yeah. But who knows? We like to change things up as we go.
We wing it.
He will be joining us to give us his month in preview.
Yep. Yeah, kind of a preview.
Not in review, but in preview. A little look at what is coming in the world of cinema and film and movie goodness.
Yeah, I figured we'd just kind of start with, you know, what the site is right now. We're still in a very early stage of it, so.
Similar to a beta, but beyond that.
You know, because we do have another friend that's going to be helping with it, our buddy Dave Vandergriff. He's going to be contributing some to there. I've joked with him that he'll be the classy end of the site, and I'll handle all the popcorn cheesy stuff. That seems to be more where my movie tastes lie.
You know, it makes sense,
right.
Though.
Yeah, it's all good.
It's all good in the hood.
You know, so I think in talking to him, our main goal is going to be the reviews. Also been starting to add some trailers on there for fun, some of the big summer ones I got on there so far. And then for those weeks when the theater offerings are a little weak or just things I'm not interested in, maybe some classic reviews. I've been thinking of some ideas of top 10 lists and just kind of play around with it, make it fun.
We will see. You know, it's kind of like Bleed Geek. It'll evolve into what it is. It'll change as it goes, and it'll
shoot from the hip, as it were.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah, so far the two reviews we have on there are for the movies Safe House, which came out a few weeks ago with Denzel Washington and Ryan Reynolds, and then this past weekend's Act of Valor, the new action movie starring active duty Navy SEALs.
You think I don't know what my problem with that movie is. Essentially, we're paying them.
You don't like black people.
We're paying them, right, as taxpayers to be Navy SEALs, like, and they're making a movie and getting paid, like.
Are they current?
That seem,
are they
current? Yeah, they're active. They're active.
It was, they were filming it like in between missions and...
No, actually, you know what? I bet you...
You think they did it while they were on, in the
no,
weekends?
No, do you think it's a subliminal...
Promotion recruiting? For...
Oh, certainly.
Promotion for
yeah.
the SEALs slash the United States in general.
I don't even think it was subliminal. I think it was very intentional.
Was it at the end of the movie? It was like, join the Navy SEALs today?
No. No, they didn't have anything like that.
Because I know that's what they had said, like, with the...
That makes sense.
With the SEALs Team 6 or whatever, with the, you know, breaking in and killing Osama bin Laden. Like, all of that stuff was supposed to be under wraps, but they I mean... It's all hearsay and conspiracy theory type stuff, you know, but they're like, well, if the government doesn't want you to know about something, you won't ever hear yeah. about it. But the fact that we heard about this, you know, secret covert team is like, you know, so then you get these kids who are going to be like, you know, that's what I want to yeah. do, you know. So it's like a good way to get some extra peeps.
Well, I'd heard that, I think it was back in the 80s when Top Gun came out, that served as a recruiting tool for the Navy in that way.
Is that
way.
Why Top Gun 2 is coming out?
Oh, I saw that today.
Yeah. Well, they've been talking about that for a while now.
But I saw more, they more have a confirmation
new, a
today.
New writer was just hired because apparently the people that they originally hired to write it
I saw it today.
Didn't write a thing. So
they're using the F-35.
A plane. Something about a plane that doesn't fly.
It flies. It's been grounded so many times. It's the Air Force's new... flagship
was it on Gizmodo today? Is that why I saw it today?
Yeah.
No. I saw it today.
But they've been talking about it for like the last
10 years?
Year and a half.
Oh, the plane, you mean?
Yep. Actually, I can show you.
Randy loves planes. Little did you know.
The main issue with the Act of Valor was the fact that...
They weren't actors?
They were not actors. So you have these guys who, of course, can do all the action things. They can do the military things, you know, in believable, that's accurate ways. But then when it gets time, they have to deliver dialogue or actually show some emotion. And
was it like watching professional wrestling?
No. I mean, because they're hamming it up.
I know, I'm just kidding.
I mean, these guys are just kind of...
So it's
a little more wooden, you know, in their acting.
I'm not even going to go there. Anyway, keep going.
But entertaining movie.
Yeah,
you know, I didn't walk out disappointed. I'd read some other reviews where people were complaining that the story didn't make sense and didn't go anywhere, but I was able to follow, you know, from A to B.
Neither did Transformers, but look how much money that made.
Which one? Which one are you complaining about?
The third one?
I didn't have issues with the third one.
I didn't see it. I read a lot of bad reviews.
The second one got...
Second one I didn't like. That's why I didn't see the third one, is because the second one...
I'll lend you the third one. I liked it.
Oh, do you have it?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah. The second one, yeah. Just especially those two stupid robots, Transformers, just ruined it for me.
The ones that seem to irritate people the most.
Yeah, seeing...
The Ebonic stealing robots.
I live with a person who critiques movies, who has a hard time watching movies just for a movie value.
Really? Who's that?
Yeah, my wife. But it's like I don't go into any movie trying to, like... I don't ever pick it apart. You know, I just watch it to watch a movie. And I loved the two robots. Like, I was laughing. Oh. Just, like, I thought it was hilarious. But, like, everything that I, like, saw on the internet, like, people were all pissed off because it's like, oh, they're stereotyping, you know? It's like,
well, these I don't are care that they're black robots. I don't care that they were stereotyping. They just bothered me on, like, a personal level.
Kind of like a Jar Jar.
Yeah, let's not talk about that.
Yeah.
You haven't seen it.
Who's
shut
that?
Up.
I said, who's that?
I knew you were going to say something, though. Anyway.
Yeah,
so Transformers was all right. Neither here nor there. We're not talking about Transformers, yeah. I suppose.
But March is actually looking to be a pretty solid month for movies.
That's odd, though, right? I mean, it's not like movie season by any means.
No. I mean, you know, Hollywood's always going to try to put out, you know, some things that are going to draw people to the theaters year-round. But your big times are from May through July, and then
does the
Thanksgiving
Lorax come out soon?
Lorax comes out on Friday.
Oh, that's very soon.
As well as
like tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
As well as Project X. Are you looking for a movie to bring Owen to?
The Lorax or Lorax, Project X?
I would say the Lorax would probably be.
What's Project X about?
That's the one from the producers of The Hangover, where it's the kids throwing a party, but using like the found footage.
Yeah. It's like the Blair Witch Project, but funny. and not scary.
Yeah, with not some Blair Witch Project weird scary, over the top party.
Right. Okay.
Is it true that crappy movies come out in February?
January was typically the month that I think jumped on the most.
These 3 months, because it's like the slowest time in the economy, so no one's going to want to put out anything because it's harder to get. But I think in general, these 3 months are the suckiest of the year for America.
But, I mean, January hasn't been as bad as it used to be. seems like each year you get a new Liam Neeson action movie that's, you know, decent.
The Gray? Is that out?
The Gray was
is
the that one coming? That came out in January.
Did it come out already?
Previous year you had Unknown, and the year before that you had Taken.
And the year before that you had Qui-Gon Jinn.
That was a while back.
I know. It was 1999. Yeah.
But you got Project X and Lorax this week. And the following week you have John Carter coming out based on the...
I'm confused about that movie. Like, it's like a serious like action movie, like some about Mars, right?
Yep.
It's some sci-fi adventure. But then at the same time, it's like a hardcore Disney movie. Is that what's going on? Like,
well, it's a Disney movie in the same way that Pirates of the Caribbean was a Disney movie. Or
But it seems to be like... Like, the previews I see make me think there's no way, like, it's too hardcore for a Disney movie. I guess Pirates is a good example.
Yeah, I mean, you don't look at the pirate movies. I mean, I think Disney is slowly maturing, I guess.
Yeah, maybe. It looks,
in the 90s, this probably would have been like a Touchstone or Hollywood Pictures movie where they wouldn't have put that Disney logo on it. But I think once they had the success with the Pirates movies.
Is that Disney?
Homeward Bound was Disney, yep.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like,
that's what we grew up.
Is there going to be a moral at the end of the story? I don't know. Yeah, about don't go to Mars. Maybe.
But it's based on the old Edgar Rice Burroughs books, you know, that are
And then the weird, it's not like the symbols that, like, it's like John Carter. It's like the J.
Yeah.
Well, there's a third letter in there, I feel like, or maybe it's just JC, it says, but.
They might have had, it might have been JCM when it first came out, you know, when they're first.
Was it like. John Carter on Mars? Was
John Carter of Mars, I believe.
But did they take that away? Like, it doesn't have anything to do with Mars now? Or they just took that
out
of the title?
Well, it's still Mars, but instead they simplified the title.
Fair enough.
Yeah. And then after that, you get on the 16th, 21 Jump Street, which when I first heard it announced, especially when I heard that Jonah Hill was in it, I was like, what is this crap going to be?
I like your comment on the trailer you put on the site. BigGeek.com/movies.
The first non-fat Jonah Hill movie.
Yeah, I thought that was funny. He was. Did you see Moneyball? You just watched.
Yeah,
it.
I just watched it the other day.
Like he wasn't. He was in the middle though. I think like he's.
Yeah.
Like he is a lot thinner in Jump Street.
But I mean, I was shocked when they had that first Call of Duty commercial with him in it. It took me a couple moments to realize that was actually Jonah Hill.
Is this photoshopped right now?
Same here. I told Lydia, I'm like, it looks like that one guy from
that one movie that I never see, but everybody else saw in the world because I don't see movies. Superbad?
You didn't miss anything.
Superbad? You didn't like Superbad?
No, I did not.
I love Superbad.
But,
you see Superbad?
Yes, I have.
All
right. The early word on 21 Jump Street is that it's quite funny. They got a number of red band trips.
Channing Tatum. Yeah, I don't like
apparently
him.
he's pretty funny in it, apparently. I mean,
he was Saturday Night Live the other day. It was all right.
What else has he been? I mean, he was in the G.I. Joe movies, or the G.I. Joe movie, and he'll be in the second one.
With then, Bruce Willis?
Yes.
He's in that, right? I didn't just make that up?
Yep, he's in
it.
And then he's been in like some rom-coms and dance movies.
This Means War? Is that the one that's...
No, that was with...
This Is War?
This...
It was just out.
This Means War. That's with Tom Hardy and...
that's not
Chris
him?
Pine. No, the guy from Star Trek and the guy that's going to be Bane in The Dark Knight Rises.
Was he was The Vow, that was the one that was just out, right?
Yeah.
Go on. I don't want to talk about him anymore.
You know, but again, the early word on 21 Jump Street is surprisingly positive for a movie that I wrote off pretty quick when I first heard about it.
I mean, it looks kinda like it looks like it could be funny, but it looks like I probably just saw the entire movie in the preview.
Could be.
I mean, you know what could I mean? Like that's kinda how it feels like it could go either way, but I won't see it. Maybe I'll watch it on video when you buy it.
You can read the review when it comes out. And then probably the biggest one in the month of March, I know a lot of people are really excited for, is The Hunger Games.
The Lorax.
Coming out on the 23rd.
Do you think that'll be met with great praise, or do you think it'll be you just killed this awesome book series?
That's always the risk, but
I haven't read the books, and the trailer looked awesome to me.
I do like it. The trailer looked all right. Yeah. Good. I mean, because I've read the books, but...
Did you read all three of them?
Uh-huh. But I don't know. Like, some of the people are kind of... Especially, I just found out Woody Harrelson is... what's his face?
Haymitch?
Yeah, I don't know how you say it. That's why I didn't say it.
Haymitch or Haymitch.
Haymitch, yeah. Right. I thought that was crazy. Cause even I've seen him in the preview, and I didn't realize it was him until I was... And the same with Elizabeth...
Elizabeth Banks,
yeah, because she's the other lady, but obviously she doesn't look anything, because she's like,
no, but
blue.
I don't know. I mean, the
Effie, what's her name?
Effie sounds right.
Yeah, that's right.
It's been a while, but you know, if they can do what they did with the Harry Potters and just, you know, you're not going to be 100% faithful, but if you can get the heart of the book in there,
I feel like every Harry Potter movie got worse, not worse, but further from the book.
I wouldn't say they got further from the book.
Like at the beginning, I felt they couldn't fit it all in.
The two Christopher Columbus ones.
The first one was
really felt like the books, because you got all the life of the school.
Right.
But then, I mean, you look at those books, they're gigantic.
They get bigger. They keep getting bigger, and they keep moving the same size. They couldn't fit everything in.
Yeah, it's you have to give up that life of the school element that the books could do, and really, what is the story? What is the plot of this book?
I mean, I feel like, we started late anyways, so whatever.
We're fine.
I feel like, so a movie gets to be long. So, like, I don't understand why they never split movies.
Before the books, last one?
Why don't they split a book into two parts? Like, I would be fine. Like, we're going to be watching the third Harry Potter now. I know I'm behind the times, but.
I wasn't upset you're watching them.
I know. But it's like, yeah, because there is.
You've already peaked, so it doesn't matter. First two are the best.
Fair enough. But it's like, I mean, there's so much stuff to be put in. Like, people are going to watch it even if there's two parts.
But it comes down to, are you making the movie for the fans of the book?
Or are you making it to make money?
Are you making the movie to be its own thing?
But...
Because the movie is a separate thing from the book.
It's not supposed to be, though. Like, if it...
It's a different
medium. It's not like... Do you watch the show Bones?
I haven't, no.
Okay, so we were up visiting Danny's sister, and she was telling me she's reading the book, Bones. Same author, but it's like completely different stories. The book is one thing, the movies are separate, even though it's the same guy, but it's two different lives. It's like parallel universes.
Well, that'd be like the Bourne Identity movies.
Are they like from the book, you mean?
Oh.
Or like from the movies themselves?
The first book kind of follows the first book. The movie and the first book kind of go together, but not a lot. The second and third movies have zero to do with the books that, like, they're based on.
That's different. Right. I'm fine with that if they're two separate entities. But if you're going to make a book that's going to have the same start, or a movie that's going to have the same
start and
end of the book, then what's the point of deviating from it or leaving out a lot of key stuff?
Well, again, is it key, though? A lot of the stuff that they cut out from the Harry Potter books...
Everything in that book ended up somewhere. Like, I don't think there was anything that was, like,
extra. Are you still talking the first one?
The books, in general. Like, you don't think, like it was all relevant.
The fifth one where you have the whole house elf liberation thing with...
Okay, well, maybe that got a little weird, but...
I mean, there's little things that you can remove... And it was still the story to me. I mean, there was things that I was missing as a fan, but at the same time, I could look at it as, this is something different. Now, I don't think they're going to have that problem with the Hunger Games in terms of...
Well, like Twilight.
Story.
I didn't read that, but I don't think that mattered at all, right? It could have been a completely different...
Good thing you didn't read that.
It could have been a completely different... Like, because no matter what, they're going to... And with Harry Potter, too. No matter what, people are going to go see it, right?
Yeah.
But overall, I think people have been happy so far with Harry Potter. There's a few people, like... I think they should have started splitting the movies prior to the seventh one, personally. Like, that's what you're saying, right?
Yep.
Why didn't they just split them? And they did it with the last one, so why not?
Yep.
And they did it with the Twilight last one now, too. And, like, I kind of see it now when they only do it with the last one as them trying to get more money out of it.
Because I didn't feel that way with the Harry Potters. I felt they did it because that one,
because it was
you
the
needed
end.
To.
But I think it's also a way to make it continue on. Yeah, like to
you
keep
stretch
it
out.
Going.
Yes, there, I mean there is a money aspect to it.
I mean, why couldn't they have put them out back to back or together or something then?
Oh, you mean
they
like,
they filmed them at the same time? Why did they? Why did well, they you wait have, a year?
But you have all the post production stuff that goes on, so you can be, you get that first one out, and then you can be finishing up the special effects and all that on the next right. one, and then get that out. I mean, otherwise they would have come out, the last one would have come out at the same time.
Yeah, which I think would be cool.
But that would have given you more time.
Why don't they just make a 4-hour movie?
Who's gonna see that?
Lord of the Rings were long. Yeah. Was, look at the Lord of the Rings extended editions. How long are those?
Well, no.
Fantastic. Yeah. Anyways. But I think my biggest wonder with the Hunger Games is how they're going to pull off the violence.
Is it a PG-13?
It's PG-13, but it's still like kids against kids.
Well, that's the whole point of the Hunger Games.
Maybe, exactly. But maybe in terms of a PG-13 movie, without pulling punches.
Yeah.
You know, how
there's,
do you
there's
get
ways
that
to not
yes,
show
there
it.
Is.
If they'll have to be very cinematically clever. Is what it, is that you think that's the right phrasing? Cinematically clever. Like I don't know. They'll do it, I'm sure. But if not, there'll be a revolt because there is such a large looking forward. Anyway, so
I'm really just hoping they don't try to play up the whole PETA Gale thing like a. Team Edward, Team
Jacob,
whatever, the other guy, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to start seeing posters flying up.
That
team,
does.
Team Gale.
I might give up.
Is that all your movies that are coming out?
And then
out
the last
on
one for the month is Wrath of Titans.
Ooh, which,
Wrath of the Titans.
Talking about Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
Speaking of.
Liam Neeson.
Zeus himself.
You know, I enjoyed
spoiler
the first
alert.
One. I
did
heard
too.
Some
it
people that
right.
didn't like it. I had heard the 3D for the first one was terrible, so I didn't bother
I
with
didn't
that.
See the 3D.
I just saw the 2D
I've
version.
Never seen a 3D movie.
It was entertaining. I just saw Hugo in 3D, which is good.
What a waste of time.
3D?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It depends on the movie. I mean, you can go see some where...
Are you trying to tell me that it's not a fad?
You think it's here to stay?
I think the ones that are done properly are.
Do you
I think,
think
the post-conversion...
Do you think Titanic in 3D is going to be stellar? Is that coming out in 3D?
That
right?
is coming out in 3D.
Is that coming
the
out this
The sex
month?
Scene might be stellar.
Oh.
Caitlin's with the movies in 3D. Well, the thing I like about that, I have no intention of going to see Titanic in 3D, but I do kind of want it to succeed, is I like the fact that they're starting to release old movies back into theater. Now, do I want them all to be in 3D? No. But that option to go and see
older movies,
some classic
right.
movies like Halloween, local AMC was replaying Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm.
A couple years
maybe
ago.
Maybe you should just buy a theater. Play whatever you want.
That'd be good.
Maybe that'll be donate to Matt's theater fund at donate at bleedgeek.com.
Well, in other cities, you have
PayPal.
That.
Except
you know, LA, I know they have a lot of theaters that play old movies.
I know where there's a theater for sale.
Yeah, where?
North Branch.
Nice. The place?
Mm-hmm.
The one, what is it called?
Battle Shack.
Battle Shack for sale, really?
Yep.
Wow. Huh. That was a cool
place. Was a cool place.
We're off topic.
Off topic.
All right. How about DVDs for the month?
We'll just do some quick ones because I know we're kind of long here today.
We kind of went off on a tangent for a while.
Anyways,
we did. This week we just had Hugo come out on DVD. One of the best picture
came out
nominations.
Tuesday, right?
Came out on Tuesday.
I thought that was very convenient timing for them.
Apparently, the Blu-ray transfer is quite nice. And it was an excellent movie. I really
do you have
enjoyed
it?
It. I didn't get it because I just saw it this past weekend.
It's still playing in theaters as it came out.
It was
DVD?
Still playing on Sunday over at
AMC because
the
they played
AMC
all
in
the they played all the Oscar ones, didn't they?
I don't know that it ever left there though.
Huh.
It didn't seem like it was one that was just back out because they didn't the Saturday before
Martin
I went
Scorsese.
And the previous Saturday they had like one of those days where you could go and sit and watch six of the movies.
Right.
But yeah, that was great. The following week on a TV note, you have Game of Thrones coming out.
Woohoo!
Boom, 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 boom.
Immortals. On Blu-ray, you have Monty Python and
Immortals.
The Search for Holy Grail. That was the one. It kind of looked like Clash of the Titans mated with the 300, and that was the
like
the
where there's like with the bow and arrow shots.
Yes,
like slow mo into his head across the ravine.
Yep, and it had what's his name?
Channing Tatum.
Liam Neeson.
No. Mickey Rourke was in it, and
really?
The guy that's, I think it's the guy who's going to be playing Superman
Carter?
In the new Zack Snyder Superman movie.
Laszlo Bane.
No.
Making things up.
The following week, you have The Adventures of Tintin.
Oh.
Which was
on DVD, right? Is that what we're talking
DVD
about
DVD/
right
Blu-ray, yep. And the recent Three Musketeers, which looked terrible.
Wait, was like Selma Hayek or Catherine Zeta-Jones one of those two in it? Who was
no,
in it?
It was the Resident Evil, Mila Jovovich.
Oh, okay.
And Orlando Bloom, and then a bunch of people I didn't know that looked pretty awful.
It was like this giant floating Zeppelin or something, a floating city or something.
Yeah, it was floating Zeppelin and like spinning cannons. And just, yeah, looked weird.
Do you talk about Iron Sky at all?
I have not, no.
Well, when we get to that release date. Yeah. You can check out the trailer, though. Bleakgeek.com/movies.
We do have the flying Nazi Zeppelins from space movie trailer.
You can check out all these trailers that we've spoken of.
And then actually the Blu-ray I am most excited for is March 20th, The Muppets.
Hmm.
Absolutely loved that movie.
Never seen it.
Me either.
Spoke to my inner child.
You know a movie I really want to see that just came out 2 weeks ago now?
Star Wars.
J. Edgar.
I've heard
that's
mixed
the
things.
One
I heard a lot
one.
About
with
things.
Leonardo, right?
But and it was directed by Clint Eastwood. It can't be bad, right?
Well, I've heard it's really boring.
Yeah, but I get into boring.
Special
stuff.
Effects are kind of like the
special effects. It's
the
real
makeup
life.
And stuff like that. Makeup effects that would still be special.
That's not
effects.
Special effects. That's makeup.
Oh,
regardless, the prosthetics and things they used were
you just burned the movie.
And also on that day is The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, the David Fincher
did you
U.S.
See
version.
That?
I did.
I feel like I want to finish reading all three. I read the first one, but I haven't read the second two books. So
you'll
ask,
be fine
ask
with
Lydia
this one
for a review.
I would recommend not watching the Swedish ones
until you
before
read the
reading the books, because I had something ruined for me at the end of the first Swedish movie that wasn't done until the second book that pissed me off.
And in other news, Stars has left Netflix officially as of today.
Yep.
Ties in both of our themes of technology and movies.
Yep.
Ba-da-da-da. Do you have anything else you'd like to say, Matt?
I think we're good there, yeah. I mean,
so, maybe you could tell people where to check out your stuff.
Yes, we are bleedgeek.com/movies.
In case
Mike hasn't
said
it enough, yes.
What'd you say? Was that bleedgeek.com/movies?
Slash movies, yes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so check it out.
And, you know, definitely head on over and, you know, hit us up with messages on the message board. Let us know what you're looking for. If you have any ideas
message
for the
board.
Site.
Comment.
Or comment section.
Right, yeah,
comment section. Yeah.
Otherwise, you can always email us. At?
fans@bleedgeek.com.
There you go. Accept all your movie questions there as well. Or you can always call us. At?
406-79-GEEKS.
Which is 406-794-3357. And you should definitely go like us on Facebook, because the movie stuff will end up there as well as the regular stuff that we already do and our future yet to be named project that we aren't telling you about yet, but there's something else in the works. And do you want to say anything about our live event?
Let's do it. Should we make up a time right now?
I thought we decided 4.
4 o'clock. So we are doing a...
Matt will be there. Little does he know.
We're doing a live show for our 1 year anniversary, May 19th. Mark it on your calendars. It's a Saturday. We're looking at meeting at, do you remember the name of the cafe?
Cafe Zia, it's called.
Cafe Zia.
It's, Z-I-A.
It's in Roseville.
On Lexington and C-ish.
It's, if you know where the DMV is, it's right next door.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Who knew?
I know where that
Who
is.
Knew?
Right by the Lexington Apartments.
Yeah.
Yep.
The 19th, 4 p.m., we're going to host. They have, you know, it's a coffee shop. They've got beer, wine, food. So should be a good time. Come on out.
You want to come out early and hang out? And then afterwards, I think we're also going to have...
Yeah, we're gonna do our show.
A little shindig.
We'll hang out, you know, chit-chat and whatnot, clean up our crap, and then...
After party!
Then we're going to have a little after party, maybe head out to a bar and grab a few drinks. So, we aren't 100% certain on the bar yet, but we'll have those details as they come available.
So just be prepared to spend the day with the Bleed Geek crew.
It's true. We have t-shirts. We don't have t-shirts, but we will pre-orders. We're doing pre-orders. We'll have pictures up on the website probably tonight. I can put them up tonight.
We'll do that tonight.
So you can see what they look like. But if you've seen our logo, that's what they are.
On black.
Two options: white logo on a black shirt, or a black logo on a white shirt.
Ooh, switching it up.
Yeah, might as well.
Getting crazy.
We haven't figured out a price yet, but because that's not
okay.
How it works.
Okay.
But they're available. NDcals. So yeah, if you're on our live stream, you can see the decal
on the back of Matt's clipboard,
or maybe on
his water bottle.
His water bottle.
Felt like I was one of those chicks on the Price is Right hawking products.
It's not very. It's a bit dark, but it's there, and they look really nice. Yeah,
they do look slick.
Go to our website. You can see what the sticker looks like.
It's true.
Picture it on a water bottle on a clipboard.
And yeah, and we'll have all these details up on our website, of course, as well, which is
bleedgeek.com. /movies.
Well,
if you want movies,
you know, but you can always follow us on Twitter, which we are bleedgeek at bleedgeek. And our Facebook page, I don't know if we mentioned, was facebook.com/bleedgeek, which is fairly obvious, I think.
Facebook.com/bleedgeek.
If you haven't liked us, go like it.
Go like it.
We would thoroughly enjoy that if you click the little like button. We're going to start spamming Matt's wall, little as you know. which he did it himself, actually, today. I just kind of helped out a little. But I think that pretty much wraps it up, right? Is that all we got? Do you have anything else? Follow us individually on Twitter?
Yeah.
Are we to that point?
Sure. I'm at Crandall111.
And I am at Mike037. And after tonight, we will figure out Matt's Twitter, because we're going to do that after the show.
At FowlerFF.
Which is available, I checked. Just so you know.
You know my thoughts on that one.
Yes, I do.
So thank you for listening. Please check out the new movie site that we have up. And as always, check out our regular website. With that, I am Mike Earl.
Randy Orvis.
Matt Fowler.
And have a good night.
Bleedgeek.com/movies.